Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, September 14th. Happy Saturday! I really am so excited to be reading this passage with you today from Philippians chapter 2, where we discuss imitating Christ. Now, on one hand, this can become a little bit like, oh my goodness, I can never measure up to who Jesus is. But on the other hand, as we think about loving God and walking in step with His Spirit, just the idea of looking to Christ daily, refocusing our attention on Him, it's exciting because we as a people of God are seeking to be like Him. Philippians chapter 2 starts with a section about humility, and we see in Christ the most humble actions. And then Light of the World is a section, and then he talks about Timothy and Epaphroditus, two of his dearly beloved friends and co-workers in the ministry. I'm reading in the Contemporary English Version. Christ encourages you, and His love comforts you. God's Spirit unites you, and you're concerned for others. Now make me completely happy. Live in harmony by showing love for each other. Be united in what you think, as if you are only one person. Don't be jealous or proud, but be humble and consider others more important than yourselves. Care about them as much as you care about yourselves, and think the same way that Christ Jesus thought. Christ was truly God, but He did not try to remain equal with God. Instead, He gave up everything and became a slave when He became like one of us. Christ was humble. He obeyed God and even died on a cross. Then God gave Christ the highest place and honored His name above all others. So, at the name of Jesus, everyone will bow down, those in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. And to the glory of God the Father, everyone will openly agree, Jesus Christ is Lord. My dear friends, you always obeyed when I was with you. Now that I am away, you should obey even more. So work with fear and trembling to discover what it really means to be saved. God is working in you to make you willing and able to obey Him. Do everything without grumbling or arguing. Then you will be the pure and innocent children of God. You live among people who are crooked and evil, but you must not do anything they can say is wrong. Try to shine as lights among the people of this world as you hold firmly to the message that gives life. Then on the day when Christ returns, I can take pride in you. I can also know that my works and efforts were not useless. Your faith in the Lord and your service are like a sacrifice offered to Him, and my own blood may have to be poured out with the sacrifice. If this happens, I will be glad and rejoice with you. In the same way, you should be glad and rejoice with me. I want to be encouraged by news about you, so I hope the Lord Jesus will soon let me send Timothy to you. I don't have anyone else who cares about you as much as he does. The others think only about what interests them and not about what concerns Christ Jesus. But you know what kind of person Timothy is. He has worked with me like a son in spreading the good news. I hope to send him to you as soon as I find out what is going to happen to me, and I feel sure the Lord will also let me come soon. I think I ought to send my dear friend Epaphroditus back to you. He is a follower and a worker and a soldier of the Lord, just as I am. You sent him to look after me, but now he is eager to see you. He is worried because you heard he was sick. In fact, he was very sick and almost died. But God was kind to him and also to me, and he kept me from being burdened down with sorrow. Now I am more eager than ever to send Epaphroditus back again. You'll be glad to see him, and I won't have to worry any longer. Be sure to give him a cheerful welcome, just as people who serve the Lord deserve. He almost died working for Christ, and he risked his own life to do for me what you could not. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Let's go back to verse 1. I love this. Christ encourages you, and his love comforts you. God's Spirit unites you. I think these are prayers, these are proclamations, and these are aspirational hopes. So I pray for you today that you would be encouraged by the Lord, that he would give you a sense of his presence and his comfort, and that he would unite us as a church. There were some tough directives in here, right? Love one another, be united in what you think, don't be proud or jealous. And then in verse 14, we are encouraged to do everything without grumbling and arguing. Now, this is a tough one, and here are some different examples of ways that we might grumble in our daily life. We might complain at work, I can't believe they expect me to finish this tomorrow, or at home, why am I the one who always has to do the dishes, or while shopping, why are these lines so long, or in class, another homework assignment, or this is a tough one, during a sports game, the referee is terrible. Those are all ways that we grumble in society. And then in work, we also might grumble about management decisions or workload or coworkers. Is this stepping on anybody's toes? At church, we might complain too about the long services or the volunteers or the worship style of the church. And Paul is calling us to not grumble or argue. Wouldn't it be refreshing if we went through the entire day without thinking a negative thought, without complaining and arguing? I just pray, Lord, that you would help us to be those kind of people today, just the refreshing kind of people who are the aroma of Christ. And so as we set out for our day, Lord, help us to imitate you. Help us to think, what would Jesus do in this situation? Thank you for giving us the perfect picture of humility, that you obeyed God, you died on the cross, you didn't complain about your circumstances, and then you were exalted, Lord, and because you reign triumphantly, you are seated at the right hand of God the Father, we can entrust ourselves to you. We know you are interceding on our behalf, it says in Hebrews. And we thank you, Lord, for the hope that we have that one day you will return to make all things new. In the meantime, Lord, help us to be those kind of people who love, are united with our brothers and sisters, who are humble and not jealous or proud, people who do not argue or grumble. Help us to be pure and innocent children of God. And Lord, we pray for the nations today. We pray for those who are workers of missionary ventures today, like Paul and Timothy and Epaphroditus. And we ask, Lord, your watch care on them. I was so moved, Lord, when I read this passage about you sparing Paul from sorrow. And in many situations, Lord, we need healing for ourselves or for our friends or our family. And we just ask, Lord, that you would be gracious with us and that you would protect and heal and guide. Thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters. Help them, Lord, to enter into spaces today and be received with a cheerful welcome. Help them to know, Lord, your presence with them. And I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.